producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Just eat them GMOs and hush. Put a smile on your face. Don't worry about it. You don't need to label that.
Move along. Nothing to see here.
You people, you American people that are questioning GMOs, you're annoying. Stop it. Just eat it and be happy. Yes, hello, my friends. As we bring another episode of the United States and World of Health Talk Radio to the table here for you. It's almost Thanksgiving table time in these United States. We want more GMO turkeys. Let's have some GMO hams. Let's have some. Oh, we got GMO salmon? Yeah. And don't label them. Don't let anybody know how great they are.
You know what? Now, salmon. Listen, we already covered the salmon thing.
We did, yes.
Yeah, now we get to move on to the other things that show up on the Thanksgiving Day plate.
Mm-hmm.
That would be plants.
Plants. Wait a second.
Yes, plants.
Listen, I understand that the FDA claims that GMO salmon, Aqua Bounty Booty salmon, is not materially different, even though it's been genetically altered. It's the same thing. It looks the same, tastes the same, and it has the same biology, has the same body parts. So you should just eat it and shut up after you eat it, or shut up and then eat it, and then stay shut up. You now need to know that GMO plants are not different either. That's according to who? According to what? Of course, it's according to our police state in situ, I should say, like a breast cancer scenario. The police state organization of the bureaucratic oligarchy is here to protect you, and they want you to hush your mouth and eat whatever they say is the same.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Don't you be talking about your organic food and organic plants being superior to those that were positioned as far superior by the likes of Syngenta, Monsanto, DuPont, and Archer Daniels Midland. And anybody who would be willing to sell this to you, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn, right? You've heard that, the old proverbial bridge. Now the bridge is genetically engineered, too. No, it wasn't. I don't think it was made with bricks and concrete and a little bit of steel.
No, are you saying that they spliced a gene from a water buffalo into the bricks when they built the bridge? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. How do you think it's lasted all these years without genetically engineered bridges?
I see.
See, the FDA, they do not like us. They are not appreciative of our perspective that things that have been unaltered by man, and I don't mean, just crossbreeding a plant with another plant for different things that you like, but I mean literally taking out parts of the genetic structure and inserting it into the genetic structure of something else, it's a whole something else. But the FDA continues insisting that it's the same.
They came to this conclusion, I think, in a fair and objective way. I mean, they're quoted here. The agency is not aware of any valid scientific information showing that the foods derived from genetically engineered plants as a class of foods differ from other foods. So
there is
no valid scientific information.
It's invalid. The invalid.
I didn't say invalid.
No, the invalids at the FDA said valid. It's not valid. We know. See, this is how they dismiss something they don't like. They call it, it's not valid. Who are they? Well, they are the emperor. They are the king. They are the queen. They are the prince and the princesses of our government. And they get to declare whatever the hell they want. And you can scream and cry and stomp your feet. It's not going to make it any better. And you can vote in whoever you want to vote in. Those are pawns and puppets compared to what is the real power in our government.
Okay, but listen, come on. Let's be fair here. They did put a disclaimer in here. Okay.
Oh, they did? What is it?
They did. They state here, again, quote, however, if a food derived from a genetically engineered plant is materially different from its traditional counterpart, the labeling of that food must disclose such differences.
See? Wait a second. Materially. What do you mean material? I mean, if you insert genes from another species into genes from another species, it's not materially different? Well, that's what they said about aqua booty.
For instance. Yeah. Canola oil.
Rapeseed oil.
Engineered.
Rapeseed oil.
More of the lauric acid in it must be labeled laurate canola oil.
Laurate canola oil.
Not GMO, but laurate. But it has to be labeled laurate canola oil. Yeah.
You notice how they just can't stand making people aware that their food has been genetically altered. They don't want that to happen. This is a protection racket for big business, and these big businesses are not businesses that are producing things we want or need. They're artificially creating a market because they want to patent seeds and mandate that people have to buy them, just like they've done with vaccines in California. We're going to mandate the CDC schedule. You can't get out of it. You have to, if you want schooling, you got to take what we're shooting into you.
They have so designed this and tweaked this situation to be just absolutely beneficial to the marketing of these products. Think about it for a second. Mm-hmm. GMO salmon will not be GMO salmon now. They will be super salmon.
Everybody's
going to want to buy a super salmon, right?
I want my salmon enhanced.
Think about it. If, for example, the, what was it, the golden rice, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You cannot label that GMO rice, see?
It's golden.
This is rice fortified with vitamin A. See, now everybody's going to want to get golden rice because it has vitamin A in it, right?
And I want my Lucky Charms fortified with vitamin A.
This is great.
No,
here's another quick example here. Soybean oil that's been genetically modified to contain higher levels of the oleic acid, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not GMO. It's high oleic soybean oil.
And you know what they say here, Superdon? It says it must be labeled high oleic soybean oil. So it can't be labeled genetically engineered soybean oil. It has to be labeled high oleic. So you think, high oleic, high ho silver, I want some.
So
and bring me that
the
golden
FDA,
rice while you're at it.
The FDA has mandated. Here's a mandate. You must label it with this, but no. You cannot make us label it non-GMO or GMO.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And as we said the other day, and I think we did a video on this week for Epic Times, something along these lines, the genetically engineered or genetically modified organisms, the FDA is upset about that because they say, well, it's not really the whole organism that they're using. My friends, you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show all the time. I love you. Thank you. I mean, but do you see how ludicrous this country is? And I don't mean this country, but the corporations that run it. And this doesn't mean, now he wants Bernie Sanders. Because Bernie Sanders evidently doesn't like Monsanto. That's what he claims. Fine. Great. But he's not going to do anything to roll back the power of corporations. Let's be serious here. Because if you centralize power, even more centralized, more strongly centralized, the only people that can afford to buy the influence are those global corporations with no allegiance or any nation or state, or the whole thing collapses, which is fine. Because if it did, we would go on about our business of living our lives and growing our own food and eating the food as it's been grown for hundreds, if not thousands of years without interference from the likes of Monsanto. you can't mention it's a GMO. Say it's genetically, I don't know, delicate.
No, but let's, it's delicate. Okay, come on, come on. I'm back to trying to be objective here.
Stop it with the objectivity.
Listen,
come on.
Listen, I mean, GMO works. I mean, for example, I believe there's a really robust, wonderful GMO eggplant out there that is just doing really, really well, isn't there?
All right, I got your objectivity hanging, Mr. Eggplant. The GMO eggplant in Bangladesh, crops failed for second year in a row. It turns out they were supposed to reduce, just like they claimed before. Well, we'll reduce your pesticide use and we'll increase your yield, neither of which happened. They actually increased pesticide use to such a degree they were even using pesticides that were banned in Bangladesh just to keep the crops alive, and they still sucked. They still sucked. I mean, this is just 35 types of pesticides they had to use. They already had pesticides engineered into the eggplant, right? And then guess what? The farmers were given pesticide-free signs just to help them to market their crops because they knew people didn't want pesticides being used. There's nothing I can say nice about the GMO industry nor the regulators that are supposed to regulate it. You want more government, Bernie Sanders? Not going to help. I'm sorry. It is so corrupt, it's beyond repair. A government that governs best governs least. And, of course, in that scenario, we would not have Monsanto taking over the plants of planet Earth because the people don't want it. They've made it clear. But you, FDA, and you lovers of big government have made it so clear and easy for them to run roughshod over the people as they buy you and your buddies who pretend, on one hand, oh, we're not for the corporations, and behind your back, your hand is held out and they're greasing it. They are greasing your skids. GMOs. Man, I'm telling you, the government, as it stands today, if you find, you know, there's an argument that the Republicans are mean and evil because they don't trust the government. The Democrats trust the government more. Well, that just shows that Democrats are dummies at this point. You're just not seeing clearly because you have a delusion based on a desire to rule over your fellow man. And for those of you who say, well, Republicans aren't that much better, I can give you that. In many cases, they kind of turn a blind eye to some corporations. But the idea to strengthen the very entities that gave way to the situation we have, that enable, that look the other way, that regulate into existence and regulate out of existence the organic family farmers, or in some way co-opt them, corrupt them, so that you can't get the food you want even if you want it. All right, I'm a little ornery tonight, as you can see. Super Don's going to keep me in line, keep me in check here. We're going to find out how.
In trouble. If you're putting me in charge of keeping you in line, oh man.
I realize. I'm playing a risky, dangerous game, but life is a proposition in that way. We might get a flat tire on this break. MRIs to happiness.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So my wife went out to run errands, get a haircut for my son. Because, you know, we're going to the Global Quest big event in Nashville soon with Ty Bollinger. And she called me up from, she was going up to, I think there was one of our farmers markets that we get some stuff from, had got a delivery. And she called me after the haircut and said, oh, my gosh, the flat tire. So I go up there to change the tire, and I look. We've never had a flat on this car, right? And I pulled the tire off, and, man, it is shredded. I mean, she drove the thing. It was flat to begin with, and she wants to blame her. So I should have seen it. No, honey, you shouldn't have seen it. But you could have. You didn't know. And anyway, no biggie. So we get there, and I'm trying to figure out how do I get the mini spare, the donut spare, because it's not a full spare. And I've never done it with this car. We've had it for years and never had to. And I'm looking at this thing. It's like there's no obvious way to get this thing out from under the car. So I go to the manual of the car. It tells you all about the tires, the pressure, the this, that, nothing about how to pull the spare from under the car and release it. Nothing. No secret latches. No, I mean, there's no way to unscrew it. It's like, are you kidding me? So I just jack the thing up, take it off, and there's a tire place like at the other end of the lot. So, okay, I grab a grocery store cart, put it in there. And a nice man while I'm doing this, a big guy in overalls, looked like a farmer. It was great. Came up, said, can I help? It was, you know, nice people really came. It was a good experience. I enjoyed interacting with folks. And then, you know, I go up to the guy that does the tire to say, hey, can you glue this together for me? I mean, the thing was shredded. And he just looked at me and he's like, are you kidding? I was like, I am kidding. Of course, it needed to be replaced. Anyway, got it done, put it back. My son helped me put it back on, taught him a few things about the tire. No big deal. We're on our way again. But we really did get a flat tire day. The question was I miserable about it? No. I was like, okay, it's another little adventure we got to go on. And, you know, we made light of it. We had some fun with interactions with people. I saw Sylvester Stallone on Ellen today with his new movie Creed, which looks pretty good.
Yeah,
that was playing in the waiting room. That was playing in the waiting room. So, but it looks good. Yeah, I think Frank's bragging on his brother, Frank Stallone, my buddy. And but it looks like it's going to be a good flick.
So very much so. Looking forward to that.
Happiness. How do we find happiness? Well, of course, molecular reductionists always try to boil it down to what cells in your brain make you happy, as if your brain is the thing that makes you happy. And, you know, it acknowledges exercising, meditating, scouring self-help books. He's saying, oh, yeah, we want to be happy, right? But Wataru Sato and his team, these are also characters in Star Wars, by the way, and his team at Kyoto University have found an answer from a neurological perspective. They said, according to their study, it's a combination of happy emotions and satisfaction of life coming together in the precuneus, a region in the medial parietal lobe, not of the Death Star, but listen, this to me is annoying when you see these things, because it tries to tell you that it's this one area of your brain that makes you happy, and the energetics of happiness, the spiritual aspect of happiness. And again, now I don't talk about 501c3 churches, synagogues, or mosques. Superdon will get mad at me, but I never do talk about them in that way. I talk about the spiritual sense, the purpose-driven life, the reality of what are you here to do. I know we're all going to have better days, worse days, bum days. I mean, you could get bummed out because there's a flat tire, or you can look at the flat tire and go, hey, look, an adventure, right? And sure, it's going to cost some Federal Reserve notes. And you go, well, those are, you know, materially poofed out of thin air by the Federal Reserve. Why can't you too, right? And so connecting to that level of creativity is not always easy to do. But when you're in that groove, when you're in that mode, you find a way to make your way through the difficulties in life that are just part and parcel to living on planet Earth.
Yeah, and but this, there's nothing scientific about that, Robert Scott Bell. You're
I suppose... It's
you're totally missing the point here. You know, let me tell you real quick what it was that caught my eye about this particular article.
Okay, go ahead, Jar Jar Binks. Tell us.
Okay. Is that when you look at the search for happiness, as you were stating, you look at things like, you know, finding things that make yourself happy and, you know, looking at the small things in life, not getting stuck on expectations, appreciating what you have, you know, things of those nature, right?
Yep, yep.
Well, here it is, right here. The search for happiness is found by using an MRI.
It's the MRI angle. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. They're searching for happiness with an MRI. That to me is just like... Well,
you know what? Boys and their big toys, right? The bigger, the better. We got an MRI. Makes me happy. It's kind of like, you know, listen, the Jewish redneck with a 1969 Chevelle Super Sport with a lot of horsepower. We like that. It makes us happy, right? Until we no longer have the fossil fuel, if that's what they really are. Well, right now, of course, they're flooding the market. So go ahead and burn it up. What the heck? They're going for broke anyway. Don't worry. Be happy. Thanksgiving coming up. Cannabis gifts?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanksgiving week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Op-ed Working the Notes should be up shortly, and it is simple to do. Please pass that around. Say thanks to our sponsors when you're there. Click on some banners, whatever you do, or if you hear some good commercials or we talk about some things, there's a reason. They're good, and they support a message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. So say thanks from us. That's part of the gratitude we got going on. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week right here on GCN. Also Talk Network, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Epic Times, and UK Health Radio. And Flat Tires. You've had some adventures coming down from Oregon to Texas, but really it was pretty smooth until you got to Texas. Then it got pretty crazy. And I don't want to jinx you or anything, but just check your tires, check your pressure before you go, because sometimes we can be a little lazy about that and, like, not look and then blow a tire out before you even get started.
Yeah. I know where my spare tire is, though.
You do? You haven't even eaten the turkey dinner yet. How do you know you're
I was going to say, that's what happens after I'm done with the turkey dinner. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, if you've got something to share about vitamin G, the gratitude, call us now or leave a message or send a message through robertscottbell.com and comment of the day. We'll read it on the air for you. That is at robertscottbell.com or 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Have you ever, you know, donated Thanksgiving or maybe worked in like the homeless shelters? This is a big day. Once a year.
Yes.
Yeah, you donate your time. You'll help to cook for groups or for veterans groups or, you know, things like that. I mean, you do nice things at that point. You know, of course, the kids, if they're into scouting and things like that, both my son and my daughter have done this in the past where they'll go to a local church and you know, help folks out that, you know, maybe down on their luck, whatever you want to say. And, you know, that happens even in Oregon where you used to be from, Super Don. But this has got
Salvation Army was a great organization doing stuff like that.
And this is kind of a twist to that. If you want to do a Thanksgiving Day gift basket, first you got to travel through our cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back. Man, oh man, the government did it again in Oregon. Oregon is one of the legal states now for cannabis, full on. Yet they reject Thanksgiving Day baskets from the marijuana industry. And I'm thinking, you know, what better way can you help somebody that's a little bummed out for the holidays? Give them a little cannabis, you know, with their turkey.
Look, some people might be against the whole, you know, marijuana thing, so... You know, I'm sure these baskets were full of, you know, giant, you know, bunch of joints and bongs and had a bunch of marijuana in it, probably.
Well,
Super
Don, the thing is, last year at this particular place, they didn't eat all the food. And so the idea was to make them more hungry and give them the munchies, right?
Yeah,
and so they thought,
okay.
No, that's not actually what happened. You're right. There's actually no cannabis in these gift baskets at all whatsoever. So what's the problem? What is the problem, Oregon? You know, there's some doofuses in Oregon government. I guess that's not unusual. It's true almost everywhere, perhaps everywhere. But the state of Oregon rejecting Thanksgiving Day baskets for needy families if they happen to come from the cannabis industry. And yet, like you brought up, no cannabis in the baskets whatsoever. And
it was a Thanksgiving Day meal in a basket is what it was for 20 needy families in the Eugene area.
Turkeys, fixings, everything that they needed in Eugene, and that's a college town. Isn't Eugene a college town?
It is, absolutely.
I'm sure they probably did sneak something in there if it's a college town, but they claimed there was nothing there, not even a blunt. At first, the agency employees based in the Eugene office welcomed the gift, said Lindsay Jacobson, a founder of the group, but a few days later, the state reversed course, saying staff was spending too much time making arrangements for the gifts. So they're claiming it just was too timely, too time costly. I mean, I don't think that's right. It's probably because they felt like we're a bit confused about this, because if the cannabis industry is going to donate stuff, even though it's not cannabis, it could put us in the uncomfortable position as the Department of Health and Health Services that look like we're endorsing cannabis or something. Like, come on. Do they endorse the alcohol industry when a bar donates their patrons, bring in canned foods and different things? No. This is silly. This is absolutely silly.
Yeah. No, and they actually referenced that in the article, that there was an instance where there was a bar that collected food for the needy and then turned around and donated that to the same people. And they had no problem with accepting that. Now, they do say that maybe they didn't know it was coming from a bar. But honestly, if we're going to be, you know, I mean, if you were a betting man, would you say that do you think they would have rejected the needy, you know, the donations for the needy coming from the bar?
No, I don't think. I mean, probably. It's not a fifth of Jack Daniels in there any more than it was, you know, a bong.
Yeah, that'd be a heck of a basket. Yeah,
it was just donations. My goodness. And, you know, I think about the those on the receiving end. Are they going to care that, you know, if they have an opposition morally or whatever, which, again, that idea of moral opposition to the use of a plant that God created, that's problematic.
It's the stigma that it's attached to it, unfortunately, still. And, you know, listen, that food, I mean, there are 20 needy families out there that probably would have enjoyed being able to have a Thanksgiving dinner had it not mm-hmm. been for some mucky muck wearing a yeah. tie in some office somewhere saying, oh, no, we shouldn't accept that because it might look like mm-hmm. we're endorsing the use of marijuana.
Jeez. Oh, by the way, I took a call today from an elderly woman who has suffered 11 years with burning mouth syndrome. And I'm not kidding. This is brutal. And
that's,
I know,
like,
this
the third time I've heard that talked about on this show.
Right.
I never
well, we
heard
have
about it till like a year ago.
Well, because, you know, my wife has something within that realm with the injury she received in a dental extraction, and she's had that nerve pain, right? And I asked, you know, I was talking to this elder, 11 years. I mean, God bless her. I don't know how you survived that. I've witnessed the pain and suffering within the years. I've seen it firsthand. And, you know, I asked her, what is she doing? And, you know, she wanted to use silver. She heard that can help the nerves. I said, yeah, that's one thing. But she was doing gabapentin, which is a drug that didn't work, and it doesn't really work. But she was also taking a pharmaceutical drug, a psychiatric drug for anxiety. And I brought up the cannabis. I said, listen, I know you're in a state that's not legal, but the cannabis that I'm talking about is the hemp, and it's the CBD. It's not going to cause you to get high, and you can get it. And she was like, oh my gosh, I'd never heard of this. I didn't know this. And so there's a lot of people that don't know. The word is not out that you don't have to be in, you see, because only 23 states in the District of Columbia have either medical use or, you know, full on use somewhere in there. Very few of them do. But the CBD available for you right now. So Cannavest, CANNAVEST.com, and RSB15 will get you 15% off. RSB15 will get you 15% off. Anyway, so I was just heartened that I could actually give her another option, because she didn't want to do the drugs, but she didn't know any other option. So I said, at the very least, if it takes the edge off of all of that anxiety, which is why she was on the medicine, because sometimes you can't take care of the pain. But if you take away the anxiety, it's survivable. Let me just say this, because there are people that are driven to suicide with that burning mouth syndrome, because it never leaves. It's just relentless. So anybody suffering out there, my heart goes out to you, honestly, because I've seen it firsthand. Just can't imagine. Anyway, all right, deep breath. Just trying to help folks out. We do have questions. That kind of deep breath. There you go, Super Don.
Okay.
All right. You're not in a legal state. Just stay with the CBD.
I was just enjoying my marijuana basket here.
CBD. That should be in the marijuana basket, the CBD. Let's see. What else we got going on? Oh, Dr. Bitar coming on, Advanced Medicine next hour. It is, again, Thanksgiving holiday week. We got a new, I think, have we adopted that name? I like the name you come up with for Fridays, because we got a new Friday coming. I'm not going to say it on the air yet, but the more I think about it, the more I like what you came up with.
You know, I'm drawing a blank on what I came up with.
Oh, good. Well, at least I remembered it, because I told you to
what
write
was
it down.
It was, let's see, it was...
Don't say it. I don't. You got it. You know where it starts.
Okay.
It happens to be with
detoxification
and Friday, but a
okay.
new event. We got something coming up this holiday weekend. Yeah,
everybody's on the edge of their seat.
I know.
What are we going to say?
It's almost exciting as the new Star Wars coming out. Is Luke going to be the bad guy? Right, all of that.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, what else do we got? Oh, pesticide makers. We love them, right?
Oh, I was laughing when I saw this. I mean, not that it's a funny topic, but mm-hmm. in true form. We've talked briefly a few times on the show about the bee population, the bee situation, about bees dying off.
Yeah, the vanishing of the bees. I remember we had Miriam Hinine or something and George Langworthy, I think. They had a documentary they did on it. And, of course, we talked about the neonics or neonicotinoid drugs, basically. They're pesticides. And guess who makes them? Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, right there. Demon spawn of I.G. Farben. They were the ones that made the gas to kill the people in the concentration camp gas chambers. And they're out there doing more death and destruction in the 21st century. And these are the neonics. And they're saying, listen, it's not all our fault that the bees are dying. This is their defense. It's not. There are other causes. And it's sort of like a razzle-dazzle scenario. They're not saying that they're not the cause, but they're saying, look everywhere else. And the thing is, I partly agree. Because we're not ones that say it's only one thing, because we could point to other aspects like electromagnetic field disruptions, right? Cell phone towers, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there are a lot of things that can be creating this scenario. But the neonicotinoids, I mean, they know for a fact that these things are disruptive of the bee population. So it's kind of a...
Well, you know one of the things, and the companies that we're talking about not only Bayer, but Syngenta and Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
They've got this campaign going where they're telling people that it's not the pesticides that are affecting the bees, that among other things, it's the fact that the bees have a poor diet.
Oh my God! They're saying they're eating junk
Twinkies.
Food.
Yes, right, that's what they're
choosing Twinkies.
Too much red meat.
There was a story my son wanted us to cover. I don't know if we ever did, but he showed where they fed the honeybees like some kind of food dye. And they're
No. What it was the bees had been around an M&M's plant.
That's it. That's it.
And they were eating the old shells because it was sugar in the shells.
Yes.
And they ended up making blue honey.
That's right. Yeah. And so, of course, when the industry, the sisters and brothers of Monsanto, Syngenta, and Bayer, discard their waste, and the honeybees get it, and they blame the honeybees. Right? You left the waste out there for their poor diet. Pretty incredible, huh? Folks, if we don't stop buying what they're selling, they're going to keep selling it. Or, even worse, they're going to mandate that we buy it. Just like we talk about the GMOs, just like we've talked about as well the vaccinations, the whole Obamacare scam. All of that is about forcing you to do things you wouldn't normally do because your gut would tell you, that ain't right. What is right are gene mutations that make you a reckless drunk. Could you have one?
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Boys with their toys, right? MRIs make you happy. Big engines. How about a little vitamin L for the holidays? Gratitude as well. Thank you all for being here and spreading the word of health freedom and healing liberty. Of course, it is that holiday season, party time. You know, you're going to see some family, it sounds like, Super Don, for the Thanksgiving holiday, yeah? The plan,
it's
anyway.
It's actually going to be an awesome Thanksgiving. I have not seen my brother, my older brother, and my older sister since 1987.
Dude, I just can't conceive of that. I mean, that's a family that really split off, didn't it, and went its ways.
Well, I mean, they lived in Louisiana. I was on the West Coast, and it was at my mother's funeral. That we last saw each other, and now that I'm down here, you know, in Texas, I'm only 7 hours away, which is a big difference between, you know, that.
I thought it was because they just didn't like West Coasters. Oh, now you're in Texas. Okay, you can come visit. Right?
Exactly.
That's what it is, right?
Louisiana. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. Yeah.
So you got crawfish for Thanksgiving. You haven't found out what's on. I want to find out what they're going to do there. If they're really gone Cajun. Cajun style.
I have a feeling they will, from what I understand. So I'll take pictures.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Let's see what else we got. We got drinking. We've talked about drinking on the air here. We gave up pretty much on that. I did many years ago. I was like 19 years old. Done. I'm done. And if I have a quarter of an organic beer just because I like the taste of beer, that's it. I can't do more than that. And you can run up
to Robert Scott Bill and just say beer, and he falls over.
Basically, yeah. Now, it sounds like the dogs in the background are drinking heavily, and they've got the gene mutation that they claim now makes you a reckless drunk. Did you ever know people that would drink, get drunk, and they would just be a danger to themselves and others? Not the happy drunk.
I've known many, yes.
Yeah. They're now claiming it's a gene mutation. Now, they're probably not going to blame Monsanto or Bayer or the FDA on GMOs. But a small study, of course it's a small study, published this week in the journal Transitional Psychiatry. They talked about a genetic variation of the serotonin 2B receptor gene, HTR2B. Again, another Star Wars reference. R2-D2 and all of that. Now they got BB-8, I think. that influences their behavior when they drank. And again, always trying to boil it down to chemistry. And I recognize, yes, we've got chemicals in our body. Yes, we interact differently with them. In fact, we've got a major story next hour with Dr. Bitar. It's going to be fun to reveal about reacting to the same thing differently. This is cool. But, I mean, this should not be surprising to anybody, but what are they going to do now if they say it's a gene mutation? Just as the way they try to...
Everything's genetic. I mean, come on. We got to blame everything on genes.
But think about the autism epidemic. Oh, it's a genetic epidemic. There's no such freaking thing. But that's what they want to do. And so the thing is they want to just discover new ways to bilk you, new ways to say, hey, we can alter the genes of you through just the way we've done it with plants and animals.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that somebody can't sneeze on you and give you autism?
Okay. I don't even know where to go with that. I never even assessed or addressed that. No.
Well, I'm trying to think. If it were a true epidemic, it would have to be transferable.
Of course.
I know.
I mean, that's the whole just ludicrous among many things here, that we're dealing with a scientific establishment that is not intelligent, except if you claim creating a new religion is intelligent, and they've created a new religion, the religion of science. And that's what this is, studying, you know, just genes instead of acknowledging that there's a gene expression due to environment, and that includes the environment that your parents and grandparents were exposed to and how that impacts you, your kids,
and
your
grandkids. Actually, there's a real quick companion story to that. Did you know they did a study and they've discovered that American women are starting to drink more and more like men?
Oh, man. I blame Marvel Comics and their superheroes. No, seriously.
Why?
Because women want to be equal to men in superhero status. And so there's like all these new things that are coming out. Like they got Supergirl. They've got this Jessica Jones on Netflix, and she's a hard drink. She can drink any man under the table. This is not a good trend. You know, I'm all about, you know, soul is what's inside. If you manifest in a female body or a male body or a confused body like Jenner, whatever he is now, that's your journey. But you don't be like drunk men. Don't be like drunk, reckless men, ladies. You know, I'm just saying. All right. That was probably sexist, but that's okay. 866-939-2355 if you want to tell me off. We got Dr. Bitar coming up next. Oh, my gosh, a big merger in the pharmaceutical field to avoid taxes and do what? Oh, okay, signs that you're burned out, too, coming up after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.